Good morning, Caroline. Thank you for being here. How are you today?
I'm great, Andrew. Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here, Caroline. And of course, as you travel across Northern Ontario, what are you hearing from residents in regards to the issues they're dealing with every day?
The number one issue that I hear from people across this province, the struggles to either heat their homes or put food on their table. And, you know, the Liberals, after 15 years, have really created a mess in our hydro system. And it led a lot of people into having to make these difficult choices. And so that's why affordability is at the top of people's minds. But we also have to lower taxes and put more money into people's pockets. Affordability has there's different elements to it, and that is going to be a priority for my government.
And that's an interesting phrase, my government. And it raises the question, you know, you haven't served in politics before. You're a lawyer. You've served in the business world. How are you qualified to lead this party? And if elected, how are you qualified to be premier?
I've not been elected to public office before, that's true. But Kathleen Wynne has a lot of political experience, and I think that it's that kind of political experience that's gotten us into the mess that we are in. It's that kind of decision-making and policy-making that makes political calculations instead of making determinations about what's right for people in the long term is what's gotten us into this mess. So it's true. While I don't have elected experience, I do have the skill that we need to sit at Queen's Park. You know, I've been working in the private sector for 20 years. I got started in investment banking, and so I've got a background in finance and in law, in accounting, which is something I think that we need our leaders to have. I have a broad understanding of how our economy works and what's not working, what we need to do to fix it. And I think that in terms of picking a leader, I think what the party needs is somebody who has shown the commitment to doing the work that we need to do to get Ontario back on track, because it's a big job. We really need someone with a commitment to do that.
Okay, so a fresh perspective. What are your three platforms to lead the party and on June 7th, if elected, lead the province?
Well, you're right. We do need the idea is that what we need here is that the ways of the past have not been working. We need to turn the page. And that's what the party has now with this leadership campaign. We have an option to do that. And so my thrust is that we've been in opposition for 15 years, and the ways of the past have not been working. We need somebody who's got the skills and the commitment to keep government, the size and cost of government down, who's going to focus on putting more money back into people's pockets through cutting taxes and lowering electricity prices, but also somebody who has the approach and the integrity to get the job done and get the job done right.
I think everybody wants more money back in their pocket, less taxes, Caroline, but how do you do that and still provide the programs that people have grown accustomed to?
I think Ontario taxpayers expect their government to do a better job with the money that we already raised from them. But we can put money back into people's pockets, and working families expect that. They're working harder, Andrew, and taking home less. And so their cost of living has just been going up and up and up. And so we have to provide them with relief through tax cuts and lowering their hydro rates. But, you know, we do want to be able to provide investments in mental health, and I want to be able to provide a child care rebate. We're going to do that by putting more money back into people's pockets. It's going to help grow the economy, and we're also going to do that, as I said, by making sure that we spend the money that we already collect in a more efficient way.
Caroline, being the daughter of a former prime minister, does that help you or hurt you in campaigns like this?
Well, I have name recognition, certainly, from being Brian's daughter. And, you know, it does provide me with a certain amount of name recognition. But this is a campaign that I'm running. I've got to get out and introduce myself to as many people as possible. So in some way, there are people who remember my dad and believe that what he did for Canada is terrific. And I'm thrilled to have that association. But this campaign is really about me introducing myself to people, explaining my vision for Ontario and getting them to support me.
In this campaign and on June 7th, when Ontarians decide on their next premier, why Caroline Mulroney?
Well, Andrew, thank you. After 15 years of a Liberal government, people across this province are desperate for something new and fresh. I bring a completely different approach to politics. I am a mother raising four children here. I love raising my children here. I want to make sure that, they're working here and raising their families here as well. I'm in this because I want to defeat the Liberals. I have the drive and the energy and the skill to do that and to get Ontario back on track. And I also know that I can, that I stand for the idea that Ontario can be much better than it is today. And I commit to doing that and working hard every day for that vision.
We've been speaking with Caroline Mulrooney this morning. She is a candidate for the leadership of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party. Caroline, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Andrew, thank you so much.